This is part two of the June 15th talk on proposed wind farm on Ragged Mountain in Camden, Maine, by the Island Institute. This section is devoted to questions and answers. It is 24 minutes long.
I had a question, George. When you were talking about the competitive energy provider, you talked about having the PPA, they would buy the electricity generated, the power generated from the wind turbines. And then you said it would be sold back to the citizens at cost plus a markup.
Right.
Who determines what that markup is? Is that a PUC thing? Is that contractual?
No. It's competitive. I mean, we're at the competitive end of the market there. So what we would want to do is put out this bid to several CBPs and say, here's the expected output of the wind project. What's the best offer you can make to our community for the price of electricity? And we'd want to do that with two or three different companies and take the one who made, because they have to provide a real service, right? They have to fill in the gaps, right? So they're not going to pass it through it at what we're selling it to them for, right? Because they have to really do something. They have to find a buyer for the surplus, and they have to find a seller for the when we need it, and all of that. So there's a real, and what they would charge for that will be a function of how bad they want the business and how many bidders we can get and all of that stuff.
So that would be part of the power purchase agreement, would be the cost plus the markup. That would be part of the deal.
Exactly.
We
would one big package, right? We'd get a PPA plus a supply contract to the citizens, and we would evaluate those things together in thinking about that contract. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I had a question on this, and where we're just creating this out of whole cloth, I wondered if we could get really creative. On the CEP part of it, we have kind of an unusual situation up here on Ragged Mountain where there's a lot of people who own different bits and pieces of the mountain there, Upper Maine, two or three other towns. The possibility of these towers stepping over into someone else's boundaries is really possible. And I wondered if there was a way to blend two of these into something that might morph into yet another solution, because we are going to be facing a problem with interlocking agreements with Rockport or Aquaman or Hope or something like this. But like you said, that first option is the most desirable, but when you look at the back end, we might be running into some turf problems.
So there's a huge question that we haven't attempted to answer yet, which is this word community.
Right.
What do we mean? But what is the relevant community for this project? And I mean, that's a complicated question that is going to have to be talked through with the town and with the other towns and sort of who wants to be part of it and what I could imagine. So something I should have said. A competitive energy supplier can offer to sell electricity to any set of people that it chooses to, and it doesn't have to offer it to anybody else. So it can make very targeted offers. So you could imagine putting together a bunch of people in three or four different towns. We're going to define them as the community, and they're the ones who get the opportunity to buy electricity from as part of this power per